Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wassalamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Khususan ala sayyidi rusuli wa khatam al-anbiya. Wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. The most beautiful thing about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Arabian Peninsula specifically, and one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose these people to be those who received revelation, even though at that time great empires existed like the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire, yet even though these two great superpowers existed between the two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose a barren land to be the place where revelation would arrive. Why? Out of the many reasons, one reason the scholars they propose is because the Arabs were people who were very simple and they had great drive and they were people of action. They weren't people of just grand ideas and philosophies like the Persians and Romans were, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal something, they would begin to philosophize it. The what is the ration behind this and what's the cause behind this and how does this fit into this and fit into that. Rather, these are people, when the message was clear, when they understood it, they immediately acted upon it. There are so many examples of this from the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the companions because they led by action. When you look at the early part of Islam, at least until the 11th year after prophethood, until then, even the five salawat weren't fard. The five prayers became fard in the 11th year after prophethood. During these first 11 years, all you find is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the sahaba, those around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to believe and to be willing to sacrifice for their belief. That's a summary of all these verses, all the ayat, that you must believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then be ready to sacrifice for your belief. So today we take a look at one of those stories. Verse number 245 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is willing to give a good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give that person back, multiply for that person many folds. وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضْ وَيَبْسُطْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who withholds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one who expands. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to Him, all of you will return. After this verse was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's an incident that occurred. And even though this incident wasn't the cause of revelation, but it's an incident connected to the revelation in the sense that the ayah was revealed and we see the amal from the companions. In tonight's a moment for us to reflect on our a'mal, our actions. The Sahaba are sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after this verse was revealed. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, it states that he was an orphan. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, I have a garden, and next to me is another person's garden. He has a tall tree that peeks over into my garden. I wish to build a wall to separate between the two. However, I can't build the wall because his tree is there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, call that person. He comes to the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a sahabi as well. He was a sincere sahabi, inshallah. Some riwayah actually tell us the name of the sahabi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, what's the deal? This person wants to build a wall and your tree leans over. So let's settle this matter. Either give him the tree or sell it to him. It's one tree. You can give it to him if you'd like and you know, you'll be rewarded for it, or you can sell it to him. The man who owns the tree says, O Messenger of Allah, I will be doing neither. There had been a dispute between the two. There was tension. He said, I won't give it to him and I won't sell it to him as well. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, if not him, how about you sell it to me and I promise you a tree in Jannah. He was in a moment of rage because of the frustration that he had going on with that other person. He said, O Messenger of Allah, you can have any of my wealth, that tree is not for sale. And he leaves the gathering. At the end of the day, it was his wealth. It was his earned wealth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respected that. He let him go. A sahabi was sitting in the gathering by the name of Abu Dahdah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He saw this whole thing. He got up, he followed that person. And he said to him, bi'nihi, give me the tree, I'll buy it from you. So he said, in return of how much? So Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu said to him, I have a garden that is very well known in Medina Munawwara. It has 600 trees. I will give you all of them for that one tree. He said, are you sure? Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu said, yes, I'm sure. He said, the deal's done. It's your tree, it's my garden. Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu comes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He sits in front of the Prophet of Allah. He said, O Messenger of Allah, is that deal you offered him still available? One tree for a tree in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, what did you just do? So he said, O Messenger of Allah, I gave him 600 trees for that one tree. I want your promised tree, Ya Rasulullah. The shauq for amal, my friends. The drive to fulfill a single want of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That there should be no request of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that goes dry. Wallahi al-azim, every time I read this riwayah, tears come into my eyes. Because it shows me how the companions led by actions. O Messenger of Allah, 600 trees for that one tree, and I have no problem with it at all. Because I'm getting a tree in Jannah in return from you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, that how many trees do you know, Abu Dahdah, are waiting for you in Jannah? How many gardens are waiting for you in Jannah? Not one tree? You don't even know what Allah has prepared for you in the hereafter. Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu leaves the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he heads over to his farm. His wife and children are there. They're all playing and having a good time. He says to his wife, oh my wife, I've sold the farm. She says, really? His farm's gone? Who did you sell it to? He said, I sold it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What in return? A tree in Jannah. She began to smile and she said, Rabi hal bay'a. What a beautiful transaction. What a profitable transaction. She gathers the kids together and she says, this is no longer our home. Our home is waiting for us in the hereafter. Man dhal ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana? Who is willing to give a good loan? فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضَعَافًا كَثِيرًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can multiply many folds. وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ. Allah is the one who withholds. وَيَبْسُطُ. And He is the one who expands. Meaning sometimes Allah holds wealth from someone and other times Allah opens it upon them. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ Ultimately, it's to Him you will return. Ramadan is an opportunity for us to become people of a'mal, of actions. Until we don't lead by our actions, our words remain words. And our intentions won't carry that weight. You want your intentions to mean something, match them with actions. Tonight could be a night of Laylatul Qadr, my friends. So do qadr of this night. Value this night. Understand what it means. This is not another night to go back home, turn the TV on, and have a cup of tea before you go to sleep, if that's your thing. This is a night for you to take your tasbih and sit down for a few moments. This is a time for you to raise your hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because your deeds are a sign of your truthfulness. And this is why the Qur'an came to this land of the Arabs. Yes, they weren't lettered. They didn't have the greatest philosophers. They didn't have the greatest drawers in their time. But these were people who had drive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. I've never seen where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba to do something and they decided to sit back. Never seen it, unless that person was accused of nifaq. Or we would have to clarify that there was something going on here, that's why this person didn't follow through, like in the riwayah I just shared right now. Otherwise the common mizaj and the tone was that when Rasulullah or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something, people did it. One statement was enough. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like that too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this ikhlas, this sincerity, the shawq, the excitement to do a'mal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transfer this into our progeny, into our community at large. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.